It's hard to say which part of the energy bill is the most controversial, but the distinction may go to a provision that protects makers of a certain gasoline additive. It's called methyl tertiary butyl ether, MTBE as it's known, was the oil industry's chemical of choice to help it meet federal clean air standards. But now it's been found in groundwater in 35 states, and it's suspected of causing cancer. That's led to lawsuits, and as NPR's Peter Overby reports, that's the reason Congress is rushing to help the MTBE manufacturers.
Traces of MTBE are turning up in all sorts of places. One place was the water well at Our Lady of the Rosary in Monroe, Connecticut. That's why Our Lady of the Rosary wants to sue. Not the nearby gasoline station with the leaky tank, but the big oil companies that made MTBE. The superior of the convent, Sister Mary Catherine, says nobody's gotten sick from the water.
But with things like that, isn't it possible that things could be showing up, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road? I don't know. We just wanted to take the precaution.
So on the advice of their lawyer, the sisters joined a class action lawsuit. But if the energy bill becomes law, Our Lady of the Rosary will be out of luck. The new law will nullify any argument that the MTBE makers knew their product had problems. What the makers knew is at the core of the sisters' lawsuit and dozens of others, including one filed by the state of New Hampshire. Congressman Billy Tozan, chairman of the House Energy Committee, says this makes perfect sense.
The only protection in litigation is against this crazy determination that the product is somehow defective because somebody spilled it. If you think that through with me, you'll understand that this was a trial lawyer issue where trial lawyers were trying to get deep pockets into these liability cases who may not have done anything wrong.
This protection from lawsuits will have the effect of shifting cleanup costs to local governments. The estimated cost is $29 billion. And that isn't the energy bill's only gift to the MTBE makers. It also gives the industry $2 billion to convert to other additives. A dozen years ago, the oil industry wanted to use MTBE-blended gasoline, and the first Bush administration endorsed that. In the industry, the credit went to Lodrick Cook, then the chief of Arco Oil, a big Republican contributor and a golfing buddy of the first President Bush. MTBE production is concentrated in just two states. One is Louisiana, home state of Energy Chairman Tozan, whose staff wrote much of the bill. The other is Texas. The biggest MTBE plant is near Houston, not far from the home of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. DeLay says the problem is trial lawyers who have, quote, been on a rampage filing suits all over the place, their cash registers ringing off the wall, unquote. But the lawsuits cite evidence that even in the 1980s, oil company engineers knew MTBE would leach into groundwater more easily than gasoline. Right now, it appears that Republicans have the votes to push the energy bill through the Senate tomorrow. Still, opposition has been vociferous, especially to the MTBE provision. New York Democrat Charles Schumer has previously threatened to filibuster the bill. Today, he wouldn't go that far, but said he's counting votes.
And we are endeavoring to do the best we can to round up the votes and try to hold up this awful bill. At the very least, hold it up and say, you've got to take this MTBE provision out of the bill.
2 months ago, when it looked as if the bill's effective date would be October 1st, trial lawyers filed lawsuits for new clients all through September. But last week, congressional Republicans outfoxed them. They moved the effective date back to September 5th for this provision only. So the sisters of Our Lady of the Rosary and all of the other recent plaintiffs, well, filed too late. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.